We're going to be talking about our three simple tips. We're going to be talking about three simple tips, search engine optimization for free. Okay. That's what we're going to be talking about today. So I want you to pay attention. I started already off with Facebook. I told them that I was essentially brand new in the online marketing world in 2009. In 2009, February, I stumbled across my first course. I forgot what I paid for it. I think maybe $497, $400, something like that. But it was a guy that was teaching how to use pay-per-click to market and sell affiliate products. I forgot the name of this person. I forgot all of that stuff. But that was February 2009. That was when I signed up for my first Get Response. I signed up for my first software. And here we are today, you know, we're still here. And this strategy right here, search engine optimization, remains the number one profitable activity for me. As a matter of fact, 90%+ of the income I've made online has been directly attributed to search engine optimization, which is essentially optimizing pieces of content online, information online, to rank in the search engines. When people search for them, it ranks high in the search engines, and people click on your website. You're generating free traffic to your website just because you created a content that answers their question, that solves their problem. And there's the part where you satisfy the human beings that actually land on your website. Believe it or not, if you take care of the human beings, to an extent, you will take care of the robots. Okay. But I need you to know that there are robots. There are algorithms, computer programs that crawl through the program, that crawls through the content that you put online, to determine if it's relevant to a search. So every time you try to buy something or you try to buy something new, you go on Google to go search to see if you can see some reviews, to see if you can see some information that will help you make a decision, right? Well, those content were not created by Google in most cases. The website is owned by Google, but Google creates the platform for anyone to be able to rank a piece of content. So when you visit somebody's website because their website came up as a result when you search, that website was indexed and ranked in Google because of what we call search engine optimization. And the traffic that results from search engine optimization is essentially free, okay? It's free, okay? It's free traffic. It's free. Let me make sure that I am using the best audio here for my YouTube people and the items. Perfect. Cool. All right. So that traffic is free. And then if you're positioned properly, or you position your website properly, you will generate leads for free, and you can do that endlessly. So the three tips I'm going to share with you today is directly related to the three factors, the three top factors that Google says they use to rank content in search engines. Does that make sense? Okay. So if you can't see my screen right now, it's because you're not watching me on YouTube. So if you want to go ahead and watch me on YouTube, you can search for my name, Ola Talks Abi Togun, and you should be able to see me live right now, or you can just search for search engine optimization. You see the other trainings that I have on there. So if you go to google.com, right, you're about to buy something new, you're about to do a research, you want to lose some weight, right? The first place that most people go to is lose weight. Right, I'm searching, right? But as I'm searching, you can see that Google is trying to guess what I'm trying to search for. Lose weight diet, lose weight in 2 weeks, lose weight in 2 weeks. You know, Google is suggesting the pretty much three other searches that other people have searched for. Google is trying to guess what I'm trying to do. This is called the rank brain that's trying to guess what I'm trying to do. Sometimes I could misspell, right? So you can see here, I misspelled here, but Google knows I'm trying to say lose weight, the L-O-S-E, and not lose, right? So loss, as in lost weight in 2 weeks, right? And when I click on that, Google is pretty much smart to know what I want. And somebody here has created a good enough content that will answer my question. Okay, so I could. This is called the position number zero, because this person is probably going to get the most traffic. But typically, with search engine optimization, you just want to rank on the front page, okay? Because most of the traffic is going to end up on the front page, all right? But if you rank on the front page, on page number one, see, there's a ton of other. If you go to page number 10 here, you can see some other contents that are indexed, but they're probably not going to get the most traffic, right? But really, what's the formula to getting ranked on page number one? What's the formula to getting ranked on page number one? Right? Let me see here. The formula to getting ranked here, right? What's the formula to getting ranked here? And that's the formula. I'm going to give you three simple tips. I want you to understand that it's a game that you play wide. In other words, don't expect that the first content you create is going to rank all of a sudden, okay? And that's going to come out of the content I'm going to be sharing with you here in a second as well, okay? The three simple tips I'm going to give you covers everything you need to win in search engine optimization all for free. Now, there are some tools that some other people may try to sell you that will make your life easier, but just understand that all of it comes down to these three simple things I'm about to share with you, right? So, but typically, you just want to rank. You want 10 pieces of content that ranks on the front page, and then that will give you six figures income consistently, easily, okay? You just want a few, but how do you find those 10? Those 10 quality, or that the search engine algorithms has determined as quality. How do you find those 10? You got to play the game of playing wide. And then from playing wide, you'll find the ones, those 10 pieces of content that you go deep with, right? That you put some depth into it and you get them ranked as high as possible. But you got to play it wide, okay? So that takes me back to the content I want to share with you today. And that's step one. Google has told us that there are three pieces of factors, right? There's over 200 factors, to be honest with you, right? But those 200 factors comes down to these three things right here, and they become the three top things you want to worry about. The number one is content. You want to create good content. In other words, you want to take care of the human being that's landing on this website, okay? So when I click here, Google has determined this person that they actually gave step-by-step seven ways, right? And Google extracted that information out from this website. If I click over to that website, this website has generated Cosmopolitan, right? They've generated a free traffic now, right? Not only that, on this page, and they are making ads revenues from this page, right? And this could be a YouTube video. You could do the same thing with a YouTube video. When people show ads on your YouTube video, see an advertisement right here, just for showing this ad, now income is being generated just because of that free traffic that just got generated by me clicking, right? You can also generate leads. You can actually collect leads from that, okay? So then Google will go into the content. They will extract a few steps, and they will put a link here to generate free traffic for you and more exposure, right, for your business. So the second step is link, okay? And most people think backlinks. When you think that, and it's true, backlinks is a part of the process. Backlinks means another website pointing to your piece of content, okay, or referencing your piece of content, okay? So, for example, if I go to that page that I went to earlier, right, if I go here, there's a link right there. That means it's clickable, right? And that could go to another website, okay? That may be pointing to another website. That's called backlink to that website. So most people think backlinks when they're thinking links that Google wants. And it's true to a certain extent. But I'm gonna tell you right now that the best type of backlink that you want come from consistency in creating content. That's why consistency happened to be the number one factor in search engine optimization. Because it takes care of the fact that you're already creating content, but you're doing it on a regular basis, consistently. My favorite is daily, okay? But you could do weekly. if you want to do monthly, I'm going to suggest don't even bother, because you're a human being. If you're not doing something consistently within a short period of time, life happens and you forget about it, right? And you're not going to have enough momentum to create results or to see meaningful results, because, you know, the scripture says, the scripture has something that says about momentum, right? It just make the heart weak, right? It's something about making the heart weak, like something so slow or so dormant will make the heart weak. And I forgot exactly how. That's my favorite scripture, but somehow right now I'm having a brain freeze on that, right? But momentum is what you're looking for. And to create momentum, you need consistency, all right, in creating good content. And when you create good content consistently, either on a YouTube video or on your content that you put on your own personal website or blog, they all link to each other. So you're creating links automatically by being consistent, okay? Now, if you find some good content that's ranking or that's indexed quick enough, maybe they're indexed on the fourth page or the second page of the search results, then you can now go out there and create backlinks for them. Okay, there are things you can do to create backlinks, massive backlinks. You can see the competition of other pieces of content that may be ranking for the same keyword, right? For the same keyword phrase that people are searching for, right? And by the way, the first step to search engine optimization, honestly, is to do a proper research. This is assuming that you know how to do research and you know what keywords you want to rank for. That means the search term that people are actually typing into the Google search engines or to the other search engines, right? You want to know which ones you want to rank for, right? Obviously, you want to know. That's the foundational step, okay? But once you know those things, then you step one, you create a good content for a keyword, and then you do it consistently on a regular basis. You create a theme around it, and that will create links to it, all right? I showed you earlier how the rank brain works, okay? So the rank brain there's no formula to creating a good rank brain around your website other than step one and step two. I'm just letting you know that is the step three that Google looks into. And it also comes from step two, because eventually Google is going to look at all the series of content you're creating, and the Google algorithm will make up its mind on what they think you are a market leader at, or what they think you're a thought leader, what kind of niche you are a thought leader in. So you have to be consistent. All of this step one, two, three comes down to consistency in creating good content. The rank brain is essentially, let me tell you what Google has to say about rank brain. This is Google's definition of rank brain, right? And as you can see, rank brain is working on itself. It's saying, did you mean rank brain, right? So that's the rank brain of Google algorithms working right there. Because of consistency in online content creation, Google kind of knows the synonyms. It knows words that are related. So you want to become a really good student of your game, okay? Because some of the languages that you will put into the keyword research tool, Google will suggest more to you from the rank brain, because Google knows what people are searching for that are related to that same term. And that's why I said know your ish, okay? All right, make sure you know what you're doing, because if you know the topic very well that you want to create a content around, then the rank brain will rank your content for synonyms and things like that. It will assume that you meant loss instead of lose, right? So this is rank brain. So did you mean rank brain? Yes, I meant rank brain, but it's still going to give me the same content, because already as a rank brain is an algorithm learning artificial intelligence system, the use of which Google was confirmed October 2015. Rank brain was used for less than 15% of queries. It helps Google to process search results and provide more relevant search results for users, okay? So really, Google just wants you to create relevant content, okay? Good, that's what I referred to as good content earlier. And if you do that, you will generate free traffic, free leads, and endless paid signups for life. Now, if you want more details on how to do this, okay, I did a free class, okay, that you can go to one of the broadcasts at olatalks.com/mastermind, and that's where you want to go right now. If you haven't subscribed yet, I don't know what you're waiting for, okay? Please subscribe, because I will continue to serve you with some really good content like this from time to time please subscribe. My goal is to get this to 100,000 as soon as possible subscription, okay? Right now, as I'm talking to you right now, we are at 359 subscriptions, and you can see that. But please do me a favor and subscribe. More importantly, do me a favor and become a success student of mine, okay? Because you can apply this in your business. Using the skills and the details I go through in the mastermind class, just go to olatux.com/mastermind. That's O, L as in Larry, A, T as in Tom, U, X as in Xerox. If you're listening to me, Ola Talks. If you're listening to me on iTunes, olatalks.com/mastermind. That's where you want to go and attend that free class. And then we'll take it from there. You also see everything, my contact information, how to become a part of the family. All that information is in there. Okay. So hopefully you've been enlightened on this particular episode. Hopefully you learn a little bit of something about search engine optimization. And really, those three simple things is all you have to follow, and you win in search engine optimization. If you want to look over my shoulder and see how I do it on a daily basis, on a consistent basis, and then you want to generate free traffic and free leads for life, then absolutely you want to come on inside olatalks.com/mastermind. That's all I have for now. YouTube, I'll see you later, and bye for now.